help makes us worthy. Not that we need to be worthy for God to save us, but because he has saved us, he has put us under his seal that he might make us worthy. He will make us worthy by his power, by his sacrifice, and by his works in us, by his spirit. So the sun has become black. You know, this is basically an encapsulation of everything that happens when God brings about the change of the earth to a new age, to the, where he sets his son on the throne. You know, the sun is going to be darkened. You see that in the trumpets and in the vials of God's wrath. The sun is darkened. You know, the mountain comes down from the sky into the ocean, and then the sun and the air are darkened. And all these events are told later on. But this is a sort of an encapsulation of all this that God is bringing to this earth, this destruction and this great calamity, this time of fearful things coming on the earth, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. They're going to be scared, very scared. The moon became its blood. Even if it said the moon became blood, that would be a metaphor, simile. It's not saying the moon's actually going to turn to blood, but it's going to become red. The sun's going to be darkened. The moon's going to be darkened. The sky's going to be darkened from the dust and debris, because the earth is going to be smashed with objects from the heavens. The stars of heaven fell into the earth. You know, this isn't trying. Remember, the Bible is not a book about astronomy. It's not necessarily saying these giant balls of gas that are light years away are going to be coming here. What it means is that the objects that you see in the sky, we call them shooting stars often. When we see a meteorite go by, we have a special name for those things. But the ancients, those were stars. They're all stars. They were these bright objects in the sky. So bright objects are going to be falling from the sky to the earth. Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig. See, that's interesting. Because a fig tree sometimes has stuff that is ripe ahead of time at the wrong time. And so the some of them come down. So there will be objects coming out of the sky. Not that all the stars are going to come down out of the sky, but that as of untimely figs, the sort of oddball figs are going to be coming out of the tree, so also will be these objects coming out of the sky. The heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. Departed, it doesn't mean like go away. It means literally to open up. As a scroll when it is open, the heaven is going to be open. What does that make? I mean, how would we express it? You know, a dimensional rift shall be opened in the sky? I mean, what does it mean? I don't know. It sounds pretty big, though. When the heaven is parted, the heaven opened. To me, that means it's sort of like whatever is, we see nothing out there except natural world. But whatever in the heavens is outside of our realm of understanding in another dimension where God and the angels exist, there's going to be an opening of that realm. And things from that realm are going to travel into this realm. It'll be a fearful time. The mountains and islands are going to be moving out of their places. There's going to be earthquakes such as the earth has never seen. You know, Jesus said there'll be earthquakes in diverse places. No big deal. There'll be famines and troubles. No big deal. You know, we talk about here in the seals about famines and troubles and wars, and we've seen it before. But there's a special one coming. Yes, like all the others, but greater in magnitude and greater in devastation than ever before. The horsemen are the ultimate expression of all those past calamities, of all those past conquerors, of all those past warriors and the famines. It's all going to be rolled up and bigger and badder than ever. Every mountain and island is going to be moved. The world is going to literally change. The geography is going to change. The earthquake is going to be so big. The earth is going to shake. The earth is going to be destabilized. And we're going to have a massive meteor come. I mean, I don't know how big exactly, but mountain-sized. So that could be anywhere from a mile across to a couple miles. I mean, obviously, at some point, it's just going to destroy the earth. But it's going to be big enough to destroy a third of sea life. So maybe some scientists could tell me, how big would a meteor have to be to destroy about a third of what's in the ocean, and where would it have to hit? And if you knew that, you might be able to figure out, you know, because I'm talking about the second trumpet, the mountain that comes out of the sky into the and it destroys a third part of the sea life. It didn't come out of the sky. It describes it as being thrown into the sea. But here we see the stars coming out of heaven, and you kind of put it all together. And we'll discuss that in greater detail when we get to chapter 8 and 9. But anyways, so here we have all the people, the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, all the mighty men, every bondman and every free man, all men. hiding, going, trying to find safety somewhere, crying out, and here's the thing, wishing, calling to hide us. Because you know the thing. Here's the thing: whether it's the end of the world or not, whether this is describing the calamity that comes when Christ comes, or a calamity that comes when the false conqueror comes, man's gonna know this is the end of the world. That's why, you know, I say we are not in the end times. We're not. I mean, look at this. This is describing something that everyone's gonna know. No one's gonna be like, have you decoded the fact that we are actually in the end times, even though it's totally normal? It's so subtle. I find it ridiculous. We're not in the end times. This is the end times. This is the end times. This is the stuff that, you know, I want to see people running around screaming. I want to see panic and pandemonium. That's what the end times are. Woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. It's darkness and not light. A time of trouble and great darkness. Yeah, and I've looked forward to it my whole life, but not because I think it's going to be easy or because it's going to be really cool. I mean, I honestly admit I don't want it to be right now. Does that affect my perception? Maybe. I don't know. You judge for yourself. I don't think we're in the end times. Not yet. Could we be in the end times soon? Oh, yeah. I mean, the end times could begin like in a year or less. Things could start happening. You know, all it has to be is a couple signs. Look at the trumpets. A fire from the sky. Oh, here we go. There's no reason it couldn't begin at any time. But we are not in it now. That's for sure. My old teacher, I remember one of the first times I really started to question him was when all of a sudden I realized he was saying that we were in the fifth seal. I mean, I'm sorry, the fifth trumpet. We were in the fifth trumpet. The fifth sign had already... I'm like, we missed the first four? The whole world missed the first four? See, those signs are going to be visible to everybody. And they may even understand what they mean. As far as they may understand, this means the end of the world. Look at these people in this chapter 6 seem to understand what's going on. We better hide. Let's hide from God. It's God's time of trouble. They figure it's something with God. When the world starts falling apart, people start thinking God again. As much as people are cynical and unbelieving in this world today, they still have a primitive core. You know, that's why they talk about, you know, there's no atheists in a foxhole. Because when your life is on the line, you start throwing out that stuff and you start thinking, hey, you know, God, you know, maybe I haven't been too cool with God. So maybe this would be a good time to try to get cool with God. And start praying to God, because if there is a God, I don't want to, you know, why die without having had a chance to, you know, just like me, because if there's a God, maybe he'd keep me from dying. Maybe I won't die. And so a lot of times when you shake people up enough, they'll go back to their most primitive essence of what human beings are. Scared creatures, cowering in the dark, in the caves,